Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
When Rodgers says that he probably wants to play in 2025, I respect it. I'm not in the business of denigrating legends. He's an old-timer. Maybe, when you think about it, Willie, all-encompassing, maybe the most talented quarterback ever to play the game. The mind, the throw when he was young, the wiggle, phenomenal. He's not the same guy. It's my opinion that they should not let him make that decision. I would move on from Rodgers. Are you with me, or do you think there's more in the tank and you roll it back? Where are you with Aaron?
Yeah, I think we're on the same page. I think right now, to evaluate Aaron Rodgers in a nutshell, I think in reference to greatness from the neck up, he's still there. From the neck down, it's gone. Yeah. And I think, unfortunately, you have this young nucleus with Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson. You talk about Jeremy Rucker. You talk about Olu. You know, there's still a young core that still can you can still build on with this team.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the Jets and me and Bart and Connor Rodgers have said this week after week, they just don't have an identity on offense. And I thought the biggest mistake the Jets did when they hired, when they brought Aaron Rodgers in, they not only sold their soul to him, but they thought Aaron was going to be the end all be all.
Yep.
Not really investing in the fact that this man is going to be 41 in December, right? He's coming off Achilles. Nobody saw that coming. You have an offensive line that's riddled with injuries. Valid. I love Morgan Moses, big homie. I love Tyron. I love all those guys. Those guys are battle horses. I actually see myself in a lot of those guys because when I got to the Jets, I was dealing with some issues and I kind of had to play through and kind of fight like a dog through it. With all that said, you know. This scheme right now offensively is just stagnant and stale. It's old. And, you know, Bart Scott has said it time after time, the rest of the league is advanced. They've caught up, you know, and they're, you know, when you take away the shifts and motions and you allow a defense to flat out see what they will see what's in front of them and react and communicate, you know, people are ahead of the gun when it comes to the Jets. And the Jets are always playing from behind. They're never in front of the chains. So there's a list of things. So I'm with you. This cannot be an Aaron Rodgers decision. I think if and when Woody makes the decision, this has to be an all-in big house conversation about what the Jets look like in the next 5 years, who's going to be the quarterback, are they going to go into the draft, yada, yada, yada. But right now, the system has failed. And I think the biggest thing for Jets fans is no matter what era they've been in, meaning the Sam Darnold era, the Zach Wilson era, there was an out. Right, they felt like, well, there wasn't enough talent. They still had to build pieces on deal. Da da da. Mm. There's no out.
No.
This is rock bottom. If rock bottom, if you want to look, this is rock bottom for the Jets because they never had this many veterans. They have a Hall of Fame quarterback. Damn, they have a damn near a Hall of Fame dynamic duo at receiver. Mm-hmm. And then you talk about the pieces they have on defense with Sauce and CJ and Jermaine. So there's enough there to go win games. This team shouldn't be in this position right now. And here we are. So this has to be a total rebuild. And it's unfortunate, man, because one of the people I have a lot of empathy for is Quentin Williams, because he came from Alabama. He came from a winning program. This man's been in the league six seasons and hasn't seen one winning season since he's been in the NFL.
In Valley,
he's been heavily compensated.
Sure.
I give all that.
Yeah.
But to time after time, put the best face on, realize that, like, whatever you do, whatever you say, no matter how hard you train, some things are just bigger than you. Man, there's nothing worse, BT, I tell you, man, there's nothing worse than one of the hardest things we deal with, me and Bart, because we obviously play for the Jets. You know, we both work in the city, and obviously I'm a New Yorker. There's nothing worse than seeing that young, pure talent lose the fire in their eyes Sunday after Sunday. Mm-hmm. Where those guys – look at the pressers. When those guys are talking,
yeah. It's
just there's no the light's gone because mm-hmm. they ran out of answers. They don't know why no more, right? Nothing makes sense to them. And this is where if you're Woody and company, you're like, man, like if guys want to get the hell out of New York, you can't fault them, right? Because mm-hmm. you want like I'm fortunate to be called a Super Bowl champ. I was fortunate to play in a lot of big games, been to two Super Bowls, won one, lost one. You know, I can go to bed at night knowing I gave it my all and played one of the historic franchise. That's what you want, right? There is no level past this. This is it. So those guys leave college, get into the NFL, to the Jets, and they're told this class, right? You're talking about the Sauce and the Quentins and the Elijah Vera Tuckers. This class is going to be this going to turn the whole thing around, and here they are. And yeah. So those guys I have a lot of empathy for, because I can tell right now they're just out of answers. From a talent standpoint, they're not in a rut.
I agree.
They need direction. And they need a quarterback who can win, right? Like Aaron right now physically just can't do it. And that's the hardest thing from a ball player, to look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, this is it, kid. You know what I mean? You've been playing this game since you were 7 years old. Now you're 41 years old. And what the guy on tape, you don't recognize no more.
Nope.
I've been there. Like it's heartbreaking. Like when you start doing things on film, you're like, I don't even know why I did that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, when your coach is like, that's not why we paid you to do that. You know what I mean? So that's where Aaron's at. Like, hey, you look at Aaron's pressers. Like, they ask him questions when it's Samini and those boys, and they start leaning on him.
Yeah.
The wide eyes aren't because he doesn't want to answer, because he doesn't recognize himself.
Yeah.
And he can't turn on the light no more, right? As a you play sports,
you
know when you're having a bad game, there's usually like a switch, like whether you get more aggressive, you get more feisty, there's something that you could turn on to kind of get you back.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's getting Aaron back. He can't skip the pocket. The game is maybe extremely slow down from here, but down low, his body just ain't moving like it should be moving. And a lot of his explosion plays we've seen was his ability to buy time with his feet.
Yep. Yep.
Not happening. So
it's over, man.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.